Tim Skubic.
Hey, T.
Let's start your morning off talking about marijuana.
You know, Bill Schuette, you got to give Bill Schuette credit. He does know a soundbite, and he crafts them very nicely. You know, when you cover him, it's stuff you have to use. It's just good bites. He said, you know, this law, which is very controversial, is full of Swiss cheese holes, and we got to fill them in.
Well, I thought, after seeing that, I thought it was very funny that the city of Lansing has put into so much time into their ordinance, and State Senator Rick Jones thinks that the state bill overrides this city's and any other city's ordinances.
Well, this will be an interesting debate. I think the locals are crying uncle on this thing. Local prosecutors are some say, being a little too aggressive. And then you have the local city councils trying to figure out what to do. You got Kelly Rossman getting into the middle of this thing on behalf of business people. You know, if you're going to have these marijuana shops, you've got to cluster them together and not put them across from a church and a daycare center and in the playgrounds and all that sort of stuff. So it is a bit of a mess. Lawmakers are not going to move on this quickly. It'll probably be on hold until the fall.
It was interesting that there's two different aspects of what people think about the law. Some think it gives enough flexibility to local ordinances to fine-tune whatever laws they want. Others think that it was just like you said, a big piece of Swiss cheese, and that was rushed through and voted and passed.
Well, remember what happens when the people adopt a law such as this. The nooks and crannies are not filled in, and the criticism of the law is that it was, quote, poorly written. The sponsors of it think it was written pretty well. The problem is, philosophically, the people said, yes, if you are in pain and marijuana can relieve the pain, let's do it. It's implementing it that has become the sticky wicket, and they still haven't figured it out.
When this is discussed, I get a sense it's going to end up in court, because I think that
it is in court already. The Supremes have got one case. I can't remember which county it's out of. And there are cases all over the thing. I did a thing for a local prosecutor up north, and he had a case, and the guy next door had a case. So it's in the courts now. It's being litigated pretty heavily.
It sounds like this is just a pain.
Well, maybe they ought to smoke a little marijuana to take care of it, eh?
Nice. Very nice. What are you going to be working on for Channel 6 today?
We're looking at what's called the medical claims tax, which is pending in the state Senate and likely to get an affirmative vote. It basically slaps a 1% fee on every medical bill that is processed in the state, and it goes to help save the Medicaid system. The governor has told us that he has a balanced budget, but technically he is wrong. If he can't get this medical claims tax through, there will be an automatic $1.2 billion hole in the budget, which does not exactly make it balanced. I talked to the Senate chairman of Appropriations late yesterday afternoon. He's pretty confident he has the votes to do this thing in the Senate today. The problem is he's got that word tax attached to it, and some conservative Republicans are a little antsy about doing that. The Michigan House is another question. I mean, these guys are going to be up for re-election. This is a tax increase, but not on everybody. As long as you stay out of the medical system, you're not going to pay it. They won't tackle this thing until the fall.
Tim, in your blog, you talk, and I got to read this. This first paragraph is good stuff. Brace yourself. Here we go with another round of chatter over legislative time off from Lansing. By the end of the week, the state's 148 lawmakers will have wrapped up a very productive first 5 months in office. They got the budget done in 4 months, or 4 months ahead of time. They slapped a very unpopular tax on some pensions, and the business community got a windfall $1.75 billion tax break. You talk about the 2 months off. Don't most working slugs just get 2 weeks? I love that.
Well, well, that is. I mean, it's true. I mean, this is a public relations problem, and I want to be fair here, okay? The legislative leaders are very adamant about this. I talked to Randy Richardville, the Senate Republican leader. He said, look, we're under attack here. We got recalls going on all over the place. I got to get my guys back home to explain what we did in the first 5 months of the legislative session, and you can't do that if you're in Lansing. And so His contention is these folks will go back home and they will work in the district for 2 months and then they'll come back into Lansing. And you know what? He's probably right. But as a journalist, I don't know. I have no idea what these guys are doing, and there aren't enough of us to go out into every Ontonagon district in the world and find out what these guys are doing.
Tim, I find it interesting how, although money has been allocated for Pure Michigan, the tourism industry has really been out in the media talking about a lot of different subjects revolving around them, also promoting the state of Michigan. There's been some conversations in a story how Washington is just eliminating their tourism department. What's your take on what you see? Are they trying to angle for more money?
Well, they can always use more money, and give them credit. They have ponied up to the bar and put in some of their own money rather than just taxpayers' money to do the campaign, because the Pure Michigan thing is working. I mean, it is probably one of the most successful ad campaigns ever, and it's very easy to judge whether it's working. You know, go up north, go into a motel parking lot and see how many foreign plates you see there, and then you could pretty well judge whether the thing is working. I know the Traverse City people have done a cutout on their own, focusing just on Traverse City. The Mackinac Island people obviously are doing it. So the governor has earmarked $25 million for this. The industry has kicked in some more, and the spots work. And I'll tell you what, they are beautifully done. They really are. They make you listen. And I heard the golf one the other day, and I'm not a golfer, and it also almost made me want to go out and buy a set of clubs. Mm. Actually, my wife bought me one for Valentine's Day. They're sitting out in the garage.
You got to stop working so much.
No. If I had time off, I wouldn't be doing golf, believe me.
Something else I want to talk to you about, just to get a general feel from you. Blue Cross Blue Shield is constantly in the news. Everybody wants to sue them. When you talk to them, and I bring this up because of a story in today's Detroit News talking about how the Blues are going to hit seniors with a 9% Medigap increase, but they're heavily regulated by the state, and I get their folks on saying that that's unfair.
Well, you know, you can't have it both ways. They're a nonprofit, okay? They're not supposed to make money, all right? And they have a special tax exemption from the state, which they've had for years. But they do bellyache about not having enough money. And unfortunately for them, there's an office in the state called the Attorney General's Office. And it sort of seems like whoever is in that post, the Blues are always on the radar screen. Frank Kelly made a career out of beating up on the Blues. Jennifer Granholm took her whacks at them as well. Mike Cox certainly did, and now Bill Schuette's doing the same thing. You know, it's a question of trying to find the balance of what's the appropriate amount of money to pay for people's medical benefits, and we all know that the cost of that stuff goes up, extemporaneously, whatever that word is, a lot, okay? And, you know, you're going to have this back and forth, and obviously the Blues want to stake out what's best for them, and obviously other people don't agree, so they try to find that middle ground.
And finally, Tim, I want to talk to you about Detroit. I want to get your take on what the Senate and the House folks that you've talked to throughout the last 4, 5, 6 months about the budget woes, not only that the city has, but that the school district has. There is a standoff there. The mayor wants a cut, and the city council won't allow him to do that. What do the lawmakers think?
Well, the mayor of Detroit blinked yesterday. He appeared before the city council in Detroit and basically said, all right, uncle, I'll do what you guys want to do, which is to cut about $50 million out of services. He had a proposal on the table that would come up with $30 million in additional revenue to avoid some of those cuts, but the council wasn't buying it. And so on this one, the mayor blinked, and now he says there's going to be the layoff of about 252 police officers in Detroit. That should give you some pause, and we'll just see how this, you know, a lot of the festivals that they have in the Hart Plaza, which are very, very popular, will be canceled. And so the rubber's going to hit the road here. As far as state lawmakers are concerned, this is a local control issue. The people in Detroit have to figure this out on their own, and there's not much the lawmakers are going to do to bail them out, although they did give them an extra, I think it's $10 to $20 million in revenue-sharing money, which could help some. And the schools, the governor obviously has gotten into the middle of that with the creation of a whole new school district to run the poorer schools in Detroit. It continues to be a challenging issue for the governor He continues to say, however, as Detroit goes, so goes the rest of the state, and it's going to be interesting to watch as this summer unfolds.
What do you think will be the number one topic once the lawmakers get back into Lansing?
When they come back, well, the governor's going to have a whole bunch of special messages for them. He's going to be dealing with health. He thinks we're all too fat. By the way, he's on a diet to lose 10 pounds. I don't know if he has yet. That's going to be one thing, and there's going to be government efficiency stuff. He's got a whole list of stuff that he wants to get into when the guys get back in the fall.
And what are you going to be doing on the show this weekend?
We have Dave Ajima, an ultra-conservative Republican from West Michigan who is just wet, madder than a wet hen at the Farm Bureau over some immigration legislation. He'll be lots of fun. And next week we're doing a bloggers edition of Off the Record. So we've got a lot of good stuff coming up, man.
Madder than a what?
Bloggers.
No, what did you say before that?
Madder than a wet hen. You're obviously not a farm boy.
Yeah. I'm as concrete as they come, baby.
Well, there you go, baby. Well, look that up in the Earth Thesaurus.
Hey, we always appreciate when you come on. Enjoy your weekend.
Tony, you too, man. Get some rest.